This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Love Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Alan Poganpole, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeine, Irving, and Fillmore. By B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions, serving central and southwestern Illinois. Contact B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or at bdry.com. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Cobwebs and Clutter in historic downtown Hillsboro. And BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, Uncle Ralph, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to Sports Saturday. And this time next week, four champions will have been crowned in the IHSA football playoffs. But before that, we've got a big day of state semifinal football. And guys, we have a lot of state semifinal games in the area.
Yeah.
We got one in Staunton. We'll have that game for you live right here on FM 106. We've got a game in Greenville. There's a game in Springfield, obviously.
Yeah.
Edwardsville's hosting the Caravan.
Yes.
And then the East Side is also hosting a game. So a lot of state semifinals right in our neck of the woods.
Rochester.
And it's interesting. All these teams, as you said, Tim, have home games. They're playing on their home turf today. Edwardsville, East St. Louis, Greenville, Staunton.
And what are the odds that would have happened?
Yeah.
In the semifinals.
Yeah.
To have all these teams that we at least know something about or kind of in the neighborhood that would all have home games. That's just mind-blowing.
And I talked to a guy yesterday, fellas, that backing up a week ago to the Greenville game. He went to that game, and he said it was without a doubt the craziest but the best football game he was ever at. He said Greenville recovered two onside kicks and just...
That can't happen.
Well,
but it did.
It did, yeah.
It did.
Well, and we're going to have a chance to talk with our coaches from our area teams coming up here a little bit later on in the program. It's going to be interesting to see what they say. So, Tim, you mentioned that by this time next week we'll have four champions crowned, but we got to figure out who's going to play.
Yeah, we just don't know who it is.
Yeah, we just don't know who's going to play for the championship, and that's what's going to be determined today at all eight classes.
And when we had the Road to DeKalb show, it seems like ages ago now.
Oh, God, didn't it?
When we saw the bottom half of that Class 2A bracket, I think all of our eyes just lit up like, whoa.
Wow.
Look at all of our area teams in the bottom half of this 2A bracket. And now here we are, two area teams, Auburn and Staunton, left standing in the bottom half of that bracket.
The bracket gods were kind to us, weren't they? Mm-hmm. So we shall see. And I tell you, are there any two teams on a roll than Staunton and Greenville right now?
No,
seriously.
I mean,
you talk about momentum.
But about strictly momentum, because Staunton, you know, let's quite frankly, you know, with the seed that they had, were definitely not expected to be here. Greenville winning that shootout at the OK Corral, and you know, gosh, you just think momentum, and these two teams have it. And that's not to take anything away from a terrific Auburn team, which we saw earlier this year and has come into its own.
Auburn's had momentum all year.
Oh, yeah. They've
for like 30 years.
Well,
you know.
They just don't. They, there's never a time they don't have it.
They're consistent.
Yeah, they are consistent.
I tell you what. My wife and I went through Staunton last night. I have never seen that town more amped, ready to go for anything in my life. I've been born and raised in Staunton. I've never seen anything like this. This town is ready to go.
Oh, they're ready to go, but I tell you what, it's going to be a neat scene on 55 today when Auburn starts heading south. I mean, that's going to be like something out of a movie.
Kind of like Hoosiers or, something you see this long caravan of cars pulling in. And, you know, we talk about sports and you know, making sure you take care of the football, this and the other, but there's so much else tied in with these games. It's about community spirit. It's about the ability to shake hands at the end of the ball game. A team's going to win, a team's going to lose. You're going to shake hands and say good luck to the victors. You know, it's all about community. It really, really is.
Yeah, and it works out so well that, like, Auburn doesn't have to travel, that far.
Great.
Like, in this late in the playoffs, you don't have to travel halfway across the state to get to your semifinal game.
And just to click quick glance through the playoff pairings. Staunton has something else, unless I miss one. They're the only 5-4 team left playing.
Yeah, they are the only four-loss team left in any of the classes.
Yeah, so you talk about getting on a roll. They've been on a roll.
Well, we've talked about it so many times on this show. No matter what high school sport we're talking about, when it comes to making a run in the postseason, it's all about being hot at the right time. But more important than anything, a favorable draw.
A good draw. That's right. And you have to, not only do you have to have a favorable draw, but the team that's on a roll a lot of times, and we see this in professional sports, the teams that scratch and claw their way into the playoffs are suddenly the hot teams in the postseason, whether it be baseball or football or basketball, hockey. You know, hockey's great at this. You know, the teams that scratch for that last playoff berth, man, they end up, you know, playing in the semifinals sometime and going, how in the heck did these guys ever get here? Well, their backs were to the wall for the last month of the season, and that's how they learned to play.
And, and both of these teams, Staunton and Greenville, both of them, Staunton could very easily have lost to Carlisle, and you know we know what Greenville had last week. They could very easily have lost that one. So they've, as you said, Terry, scratch and claw, and here we are.
Yeah, and remember Staunton last year obviously had a bitter taste in their mouth at the end of the season, ended up faltering down the stretch, unable to make the playoffs after having four wins, I think, halfway through the season or something like that. And then this year, you know, I bet they remember that in the back of their mind saying, hey, we don't want to go down like this, and did what they could to win that fifth game and get a playoff berth.
Well, the thing about the Bulldogs this year is they're undefeated when Jake Brune is 100% healthy.
Yeah.
When Jake Brune's playing offense, defense, and special teams, the Bulldogs haven't lost this year.
Something to think about.
But the Auburn Trojans are coming into town, and you want to talk about high-powered offensive attack. It's the Auburn Trojans.
And multifaceted attacks. That's the thing that Staunton will definitely have to contend with today. It's not just one guy or two guys or three guys. It's five, six, seven, eight different guys that Dave Bates and the Trojans have at their disposal that can do damage to you.
Yeah, and I believe they have two losses by a combined 8 points all season.
Over 1 point overtime loss to Porta, and then a touchdown loss to
Williamsville in the final game.
Yeah.
And Dave Bates is not just a new kid on the block.
No, he's a terrific guy.
He's
really a good guy. And, you know, he's a guy just – and we talk about coaches all the time. There's an expectation of success when you walk through that door, when you show up in that first day of workouts, and you make the commitment to, you know, to do the job during the summertime, to keep up with everything. There's an expectation of success.
And he's been so close. He's been to this stage four times prior and has been turned away. So – No, everybody in the state will be happy for Auburn and Dave Bates if they can get it done this afternoon.
I believe.
Really, either way, the bottom half of the 2A bracket is going to have a very good representative heading to the Cowboys. You've got the Cinderella story in the Bulldogs, and then the team that's been oh so close a number of times, the Trojans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe if Auburn wins today and gets to the state championship, they will be the first team from Sangamon County not in the CS8 to make it to the championship game.
Well, let's see. 1993 Cinderella, 2013 Cinderella.
How about that? A little symmetry there.
Yeah, a little bit of symmetry there.
And this is
I'm sure the Staunton fans have thought about that a little bit.
The Gillespie fans were thinking about that last week before the game.
I just did.
And looking at Greenville, this is as far as they've ever been, is it not?
They've gotten to this level. I think five of the last 7 years, I think, is what it is.
They've never been past this level.
They've never been past this level, so they've never made to the title game. So, you know. Comets are knocking on the door and have a terrific opportunity here.
It's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon across Illinois. It's going to be cold, but so many great state semifinal games around the state. You got to get out and take in at least one of them. It's going to be a lot of fun today. We will have Auburn at Staunton live for you, 1:15 here on WQSMI FM 106, streaming at WQSMIRadio.com. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will catch up with Mike Parmentier, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. We do that following these messages.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's new in Hillsboro? Cobwebs and Clutter Resale, located in historic downtown Hillsboro. Stop by and see what everyone's talking about. Buy, sell, trade, and they pay cash on the spot. Quality used furniture, vintage Lionel train sets, John Deere items, clothing, and collectibles. Cobwebs and Clutter has something for everyone. Gift certificates and layaway are available. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6. Cobwebs and Clutter. Enjoy the difference in downtown Hillsboro.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. It will be windy. Expect a high of around 30 degrees. Clear skies and cold for tonight. We'll have lows in the teens heading into Sunday. Sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday up around 30 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Lows will be in the low 20s. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 27 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember, 324-2400.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Snap away to Sitka. Always outside. Lots of green grass for Sitka. 25, 30, 40, 45, 50. Cuts it back. It's a foot race. Sitka, goodbye. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. 94 yards for Marcus Sitka. He's exhausted. The Bulldogs are ecstatic. And Staunton leads 12 to 6. Holy smokes. That's how it sounded last week at Gillespie. The Bulldogs would not look back as they would hang on to defeat their arch rivals, the Gillespie Miners. And, fellas, that really was the sequence in that game a week ago. That was the start of the third quarter. Gillespie had the football coming out of the locker room, got all the way down to the Staunton 20, got picked off at the 1. So the Bulldogs are pinned in the shadow of their own goal line. They got to go 99 yards, and then they did.
Well, they actually went 94 yards, but, you know, got a few yards, and then they went 94 yards. So, yeah, it worked out. Sitko broke that thing, and he was off to the races.
But you've got the running game of Staunton today against the passing game of Auburn. So it'll be very interesting to see how the two styles interact.
I bet Mike Parmentier hopes it's windy as all get out today.
I would imagine so. We had a chance to catch up with Mike Parmentier earlier this week. Here's that conversation. Joining us on the phone now is the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, Mike Parmentier. And, Coach, congratulations on the first ever semifinal berth for the Bulldogs. There has to be an indescribable amount of excitement around the program.
We are, you know, I can't even speak about it. I'm so excited about the situation, and our kids are too. They've done a tremendous job in executing the game plan and doing everything that we've ever asked them to do. And they're a true team. I can honestly say that. There's no one guy or anything that you know, wants the ball or wants the yardage. It's a true team concept. And then I'd like to thank the school and the our fans and the administration and our teachers and our band and cheerleaders and the town for a great reception that we got last Saturday coming back home after the victory. Probably anywhere from, I'd say, 500 to 600 people lining the town. And then we had the police and fire trucks escort us in and took us up and downtown, and it was an unbelievable small town thing that you just you see and you just want to be a part of it, and it was like I said, I just want to thank the community and everybody for all their support this year. It's been outstanding.
Mike, if you would, take us back. You got off to a really terrific start as far as getting out of the gates 4-0, and then and ran into a little problem, and then regrouped there at the end. In between, you know, after the fourth game and before the playoffs started, what were you telling the players on the team as far as building their confidence?
We were just trying to stay on board. You know, when you know, we were pretty healthy the first four games and played really well. I was, you know, kind of surprised at how well we played. And you know, and then Jake Bruin got hurt, and you know, that's their leader. And you know, things just kind of started to unfold a little bit. There wasn't a lot of separation or anything on the team. We just we weren't playing real well, and then we were playing some good ball clubs at the same time. And you're talking about Carnival and Greenville and Gillespie, and so we kind of just weathered the storm. It was a pretty nasty storm at the time, but by the time we started the second season, you know, Jake was back and came back with a great attitude and said, "I want to return and I want to play defense." And the kids saw it, and it was just like a real pick me up for the team. And then, like I said, I keep going back to the Fairfield game, but that was a big ball game for us on the road, and to be 0-0 at the half, the kids really started to see the light at the end of the tunnel and said, you know, we belong and we can play in this thing. And then get that fourth quarter score, and we've just taken off from then. And you know, as a coaching staff, we've talked about our kids, and we have really, the last 3 weeks, the three playoff games, we've played probably as good as we can possibly play at this time of the year. I mean, the kids are executing, they're tackling well, they're blocking well, and just seems like, you know, we've had some unwritten heroes and people that have stepped up for us. We lost a key player last week in Blaine Ray in the defensive secondary, and then I have a junior, Jonathan Allison, steps in and makes a big interception on the 1-yard line. It's kind of turned the momentum around a little bit, and you got to have that. We've got a few breaks this year, which we hadn't in the past, and like you said, this time of the season, you got to get a few breaks and keep playing good football. And we haven't been beating ourselves at the same time, so you know, we got a lot of confidence, and it just keeps the steam rolling. And you know, these guys are 16, 17, 18 year old kids, and they really think they can't be beat, and that's one of the key points.
Mike, you mentioned the interception by Jonathan Allison, which would eventually lead to the 99-yard drive, the 94-yard touchdown for Marcus Sitko. But the play before Allison got the interception, he made a huge deflection on what would have been a Gillespie touchdown.
Exactly. And, you know, those are the little things that you guys pick up, and the coaches definitely pick up. Mike Henderson threw a perfect ball. I think it was to Halpin, and I thought it was a touchdown, and then Jonathan came out of nowhere and tapped it away at the last second, and then came back with the interception on the next play. So, you know, we've got guys that have been stepping up in the postseason. Our offensive and defensive line has been really steady. They don't get a lot of credit, but they have been outstanding. Quentin Brown, Jack Jones, Dallas Foster, Josh Frankie, Tony Aloisi, and John Kloss have done an outstanding job, and you know, they've really picked up their play. Moving the ball offensively, we've been able to control some of the shotgun teams like Carlisle, and Gillespie does a great job of controlling the ball, and we were able to control the ball on them and play some good offense and hold that, and that's, you know, what we're going to have to do and try to do against Auburn. Well,
Mike, it's one of the unfortunate realities of being an offensive lineman in football, but if everybody knows your name, it probably means you're not doing your job.
Exactly, and that's what we told them. I said, you know, and they're fine with it, that offensive and defensive line group, you know, the no-namers, whatever you want to call them, the grunts. I mean, they get the job done, and to be fully honest, you know, we're not in this position without those guys. They are a huge part of our team, and the thing that I like about it is our skill guys, and those guys know that they've done a really good job, and they really appreciate their hard work. And again, I think our kids, with the team concept, they compliment them when they can on the radio or in the newspaper. So, and it's just, like I said, I mean, it's just a good group of kids that they all like each other. They all get along real well, and that's a huge part of the reason we're having this successful run.
Mike, I think the secondary in your club has been one of the strongest aspects of your defense this year, and they're going to need their A game against the Trojans.
Yeah, we're going up against you know, Dave Bates, Hall of Fame coach, been at Auburn for quite a while, and outstanding record, and they've got a great quarterback in Corbin Clark, and they've got they spread you out. Like you said, they got five receivers that are all capable of catching the ball. I think every kid I was reading online, I think they had 30 or more catches per kid. So they throw it in all types of weather and conditions, and so they're used to it. And we're going to absolutely have to play a great football game on Saturday, because their offense is tremendous, but and their defense, I think, has really been stepping up in this playoff run. They've been really lights out defensively as well. So, interesting thing, I talked to Dave Kane. We played Auburn 2 years ago, and it was the coming out party for Jake Brune, our quarterback, and Corbin Clark, and they've both now started for 3 years in each of the programs. So it's kind of nice, to see how those guys have really developed on game film. And, we just have a ton of respect for Auburn and their football program. But it's just really neat to see how the kids have developed from 2 years ago.
Well, Mike, congratulations on your appearance in the state semifinals, and you get to play it at home. So that makes it a little bit better, doesn't it?
I tell you what, we couldn't ask for a better script. I mean, going to Gillespie, I talked to Coach Borgini and said, it's a 10-mile trip, but really, when you have a quarterfinal that close, it's almost like a home game. Fairfield was a long trip, but we've really been blessed. We've had, Carlisle at home and then a short trip to Gillespie, and to have a semifinal at home is a dream come true. I mean, the town and the administration has been over backwards and done a lot of great things, and so we're hoping, 5,000-6,000 people we're hoping for. It ought to be a great atmosphere and something our kids will never forget or our community, and we just hope we can keep playing our good football that we've been playing and get after Auburn on Saturday.
Mike, before we let you go, let's get a comment about how terrific the Gillespie Ball Club was.
I tell you what, they had an outstanding season. Last year they kind of springboarded when they upset us in week 9. We were one game away from making the playoffs, and we got upset over there. And that same group went 10-2. And like I said, they had Greenville down 48-34 at one time late in the third quarter, and played a tremendous ball game against Greenville. And they're still playing in the semifinals as well. So Coach Tabrino and Coach Borgini and all those guys have done a tremendous job over there with that program. And I was really, Donnie and I met at midfield, and the first thing he said to me, he says, this is great for our programs. So he was so proud of both of our programs to be in the Final Eight, playing a quarterfinal game, Gillespie Staunton, which has never happened before. And I never really thought about that, but it was a great statement and a great thing to hear from him. So I was really, really pleased. But Gillespie, outstanding season this year. Great team, great coaches.
That's the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, Mike Parmentier, giving his thoughts leading up to this afternoon's state semifinal game against the Auburn Trojans. Live coverage for you, 1:15, right here on WQSMI FM 106. So that was the Bulldog perspective of things leading into the state semifinal. We also had an opportunity to catch up with Auburn head coach Dave Bates. Joining us on Sports Saturday right now is Dave Bates, the longtime head coach of the Auburn Trojans. And, Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And you're back in the state semifinals once again. Every team is always a little bit different. What is it about this year's Trojans that has kind of separated them maybe from other teams you've had in the past?
Well, we're executing at the right time. We're playing really well. And at this time of the season, the teams that keep going are the teams that are playing really well, and we're playing really well right now. So it's not necessarily the best teams that are in it now. It's the teams that are playing really well or the best,
And Dave, you've had a couple of games in this postseason where the weather conditions haven't exactly been ideal for what you guys want to do offensively, but you guys have found a way to persevere.
We throw the ball so much, thousands of times. And we throw it in rain and in wind. It's something that the quarterbacks just have to get used to, the receivers, running backs just have to get used to. And sometimes it might not be the best conditions, but it's what we do. And, we might have to adapt a little bit when it gets really bad, but we've been able to do okay when it is.
Well, it boils down to the fact that Auburn has to do what Auburn does in order to stay in the ball game.
Yeah, no, we're not going to change much. I mean, I think, and when you get in those conditions, probably the worst-case scenario is when it's just a pouring down rain. But if it's just snowing or windy or even a slight rain, it you know, if you practice in it, you're going to be okay. It might not be the best, but you're going to do fine.
Let's talk a little bit about your victory last week over Cerro Gordo. Tough road environment. You guys got off to that quick start, which is always important in any game, but especially on the road.
No, that was the key to the game. You know, it was very windy that day, and we won the flip. You know, we deferred, so they took the ball, and we also took the win with that. And that really helped us the first quarter. We were able to go right down and score twice. I probably got a little conservative in the quarters that we had the wind at our face. I think we still threw the ball fine, but we were up. And, you know, I think they had not been in that situation very much at all. I don't know if they'd ever been behind. And they panicked a little bit, you know, in that second half. So the good news is our defense just played really, really well. They're getting better and better and better. And, you know, we kind of dominated them up front.
Dave, you mentioned that you got a little conservative at times. Is that just because you're a little bit better coach now than you were a few years ago?
Probably a little smarter.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to put up those big numbers, but we're in a point of the season where we want to win. And whatever it takes to win is what we're going to do.
Dave, I thought you made a very interesting point earlier about how Cerro Gordo maybe didn't really know how to respond to being in a position they hadn't been faced with in the regular season. You guys had some tough moments in that regular season that maybe toughened you up a little bit.
Well, we had some peaks and valleys, there's no question. And, you know, we had some kids injured early in the year. Our offense was playing really well, but our defense was struggling at times. I tell you, our defensive coordinator, Bill Carlicker, he's been with me a long time, and he has done a fast. This is by far his best coaching job that he's done. And, you know, my defensive staff, Coach Holman and other guys have just done a fabulous job with us. And I think, you know, us having the little negative stuff happen to us made us a little stronger, made us push a little harder and get a little better.
Certainly both teams in today's game, Staunton from the South Central, Auburn from the Sangamo Conference, certainly has benefited from the conference teams that you've seen through the regular season.
I think playing a strong schedule is going to help you if you can weather the storm and improve from it. And that's kind of what we've done, and that's what Staunton has done. You know, they're playing really well right now. I think they got healthy again and, you know, had a couple close games, got some confidence, and now they're playing pretty darn well.
Dave, as you've looked at Staunton here getting ready for the ball game, obviously they like to really pound the ball with some of their big tailbacks, so I guess that'll be kind of the focal point heading in?
Yeah, well, I mean, they want to run the ball. They'll run it out of a multitude of sets, backfield sets and formations, but they want to run it, and their quarterback kind of makes them go. I mean, he's the catalyst of the team, whether he has the ball in his hands or he's sprinting out to throw it or whatever, but and they have some runners that run really hard. So we're going to have to play well up front again. And, you know, at this point in the year, that's what all the teams that are good usually have, you know, at this point, somebody that you have to stop and key on. So we'll have to play really well.
Well, Dave, I think that's what makes your offense so tough to stop is you can't really just key on one guy because you have multiple ways to burn your opponent.
This is an unusual year that in that, I mean, we really literally have five receivers that we play. I mean, I have two guys that trade off every other play at one position, and then I have three other guys that start at their position, and, you know, and then I have our running back and our quarterback, obviously, along with our line. But it's in any given week, we've had one of those kids rise, and it's usually not been the same one back-to-back. So I think it's really hard for teams to kind of key on one person, and it's kind of the beauty of the spread in that you have about five or six weapons.
Dave, what does it mean to get a semifinal round game this close to home?
Well, it's nice because I've had to drive all the way up to Dakota before, so I'll take the 55-minute drive or whatever it is, you know, to Staunton any day, just because we don't have to do any of the other things. We can just get on a school bus and go down and play football. So we're excited about it and look forward to it.
Dave, it's been well documented. You guys have been so close. You've been to this precipice a number of times before but have been able to get over that hump. What would it mean to you this year to get it done?
We've been to the semifinals now five times, and You know, obviously, I don't know if you say I got it on my back, but I got something on my back, I think, and haven't been able to kind of get over the hump, and our program's been that way, too. I know there's a lot of programs that would love to be in our shoes, but it would be nice. You know, I have over 200 wins and in the Hall of Fame and all that good stuff, but it would be nice to get there. But I know Mike's saying the same thing, and it's kind of one of those tough deals. Somebody's got to come out on top, and somebody, you know, has to lose.
And, Dave, as much as you would enjoy it from a personal standpoint, it still boils down that you want the best experience for your kids.
They're at a point in the season now where all that work is starting to come to where they can have some fun. And, you know, I think Staunton's in the same place. You know, this is what you do all the stuff in the summertime and the wintertime for, to be playing, you know, and be the Final Four team, you know, in your class in the state of Illinois. And that's good stuff.
That's Dave Bates, the head coach of the Auburn Trojans, giving his thoughts on today's big Class 2A state semifinal at Staunton. Live coverage for you, 1:15 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We've got a lot more to get to here on Sports Saturday. When we come back from this break, we will talk to the Greenville Comets head coach, Todd Hutchinson. We do that following these messages on Sports Saturday.
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook. Enjoy light, healthy eating during the holidays with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese topped with fresh fruit makes a quick, light lunch or snack. Prairie Farms milk is a delicious source of vitamin D and calcium. And for a refreshing pick-me-up, drink 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice loaded with vitamin C. It's good and good for you. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Listen for IHSA Class 2A High School Football Playoff action featuring the semifinal round game as the Staunton Bulldogs entertain the Auburn Trojans. Live coverage begins at 1:15 Saturday afternoon on WSMI FM 106.1. Brought to you by FS Fast Stop and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Madison Communications, your internet source. CNB Bank and Trust with 12 locations to serve you. Kurtz 24-hour towing in Litchfield, call 324-2400. Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. P. Drummond, attorney at law in Litchfield, call 324-2323. The Dairy Queen in Okemos, Pena, and Greenville. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. And by Bishop Motors, family-owned in Staunton and Litchfield. For over-the-air broadcast and internet broadcast information, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We've been talking about the Auburn Staunton game, the Class 2A state semifinal, live for you here on FM 106 at 1:15 today. Just over on the other side, I guess, slightly, you could say, through Macoupin County into Bond County you go.
The next class up,
moving up to 3A in the state semifinals. Greenville is back again. They will host St. Joe Ogden today. And earlier, we had a chance to catch up with Todd Hutchinson. Joining us now on WSMI Sports Saturday is Todd Hutchinson, the head coach of the Greenville Comets. And Hutch, thank you for a few minutes of your time. And before we talk about the state semifinal, we have to go back to last week and probably one of the greatest high school football games that's ever been played in the state of Illinois. Have you had a chance to recover?
Well, that's a great question. You know, one of the first things we told our kids is, obviously in the huddle, is we can't let that be our Super Bowl. If we do, you know, it was a great year, but we'll be done. and we have more to do. I think things can get better. We've never been to that point yet, but we're going to try to find out, you know, that things can get better. But I just told him the sooner we can put that game on the back burner and focus on St. Joe, the better chance we'll have. So, you know, we tried to put that game aside as quickly as we could. The community's buzzing about it, and everybody seems to be buzzing about it, and they should. It was an unbelievable game. But we've got to be business at hand, and that's get ready for St. Joe.
Hutch, just one more question about the game last week. Did you have kind of a feeling that you were going to be in a possible shootout situation? Maybe not to that extent, but a game similar to that?
You know, obviously, honestly, I didn't think it would, be 71-70, but I didn't think it would be that tremendously high scoring of a game. And you know, you just go into those games trying to find ways to win, and we were just kind of trading punches back and forth after they went up 14-0, and then we hit a little bit of a snag where they got us off the field four times after we had taken the lead, and then the last 5 minutes of the game was just nuts, and you really just attribute that to our kids' heart and desire, and coaches say that a lot, and there's really a lot of truth to that. You know, if kids are ready to be done, then that football game would have been over, but our seniors weren't ready to be done playing football, and what a great comeback for our kids.
Hutch, you've been coaching a long time. Have you ever had a tougher decision and a more important decision than deciding to go for two? Take us through that thought process.
Well, probably not a more important decision, but I'll be honest about this. It was the easiest decision I made all day because we were going to win or lose with our best unit on the field when we had a chance to win. You know, there were 20 seconds left. That game was either going to go into overtime or, you know, we were going to win it or lose it right there. So we weren't going to overtime. We weren't going to play for a tie there. And we certainly have all the confidence in the world in our kids and in our offense. And it really was the easiest decision we had based on the fact that I just thought we had to try to win that game right there.
In spite of the fact you've told the kids to put it out of your mind, you still hope some of that confidence carries over to a very good St. Joe team.
Well, no doubt. You know, we talk a lot about not only this year and the previous week, but the previous seasons. We want to put all that aside, except the experience we've gained and all the good things we've learned from these situations. So, you know, our kids have been in these games. This is the third Final Four they've been in. I'll be honest, we're tired of being close. We know that we have an uphill battle against a good team, and we've got to try to find something left in our tanks. But our kids are excited, and are certainly up for the challenge, and it's going to be a great, wet, windy, cold football day, and we're looking forward to it.
Hutch, it really is, I guess, just another game, so to speak, but you guys have been in this game so many times the last 7 years. Will you guys, I'm sure you won't, but will you change anything? Will you do anything different this week than maybe you have years prior to this game?
Well, great question, you know, and we're pretty routine-oriented here, and we try to keep things the same. You know, our last Final Four matchups, I'll be honest, weren't good matchups. We weren't as good as the teams we were playing. Mount Carmel was better than us, bigger and stronger, and they were better than us. We fought them, and we certainly were going to do everything we could to try to find a way to win, but would have had to play perfect. And the same as Unity last year. Unity was a better football team than us, and we did everything we could to try to match them, and sometimes you just play better football teams. So, you know, when you get in the Final Four, when there's four teams left, you're going to be playing somebody really good. So we know that St. Joe's well coached. You know, they're on a roll. They're playing well. But I feel good about our matchup, and I really feel like, you know, we've got a chance to keep things going here with our kids and our situation and what we have going.
As you've looked at St. Joe's on film, Hutch, what are some of the things you're seeing?
Well, they're going to be a run-first football team, and it's no secret they're going to try to keep our offense off the field. So we've got to do a better job defensively. And you know, there's been times this year we played really good defense, and there's been times like last week that we struggled. But we did what we needed to last week in key times to get them off the field and get the ball back. And this week we've got to win it defensively. We've got to get them off the field. We've got to create good field position for our offense, and then just find a way to slug it out in what's going to be tough weather day for us.
Hutch, I would imagine that you found some things out about your kids a week ago that are really going to pay dividends moving into the semifinal.
Well, I think so, and we knew what our kids brought to us. You know, we're with them every day. I think the greatest lesson is for our kids. They found some things out in themselves and each other that they'll carry with them the rest of their lives. So, you know, you can learn a lot on the football field, and we talk about it a lot, and I think Saturday was one of those days where, regardless of the odds, if you believe, you know, and you have people behind you on your side, then you can do anything you want, and I think you know, at the end of the day, those are the lessons that I think are most important for our kids to get.
And when you have a semifinal round game, it's always great to be at home because those bus rides can take it out of your legs.
Sure, you know, and we love the trip to Mount Carmel and the different trips we've taken because you get to see different places. But there's nothing like playing at home in front of our crowd and hopefully getting the chance to move on at our own place. So it's going to be an exciting day, and we certainly love and appreciate our fans and everybody that's behind us. And in similar situations, we'd be right behind everybody else. So, you know, we're looking forward to a great day and certainly glad that we had the opportunity to keep going.
Well, Hutch, you never know how things are going to work out, but whenever you're trying to make it to Champaign, you always got tripped up. You don't got to get to Champaign this year.
That's right. We get to go in colder weather. So hopefully that's a good omen for us. And again, we just got to take care of our own business. And I think good things are going to happen for us.
Todd Hutchinson, the head coach of the Greenville Comets. And, boy, you got to be pulling for the Comets this afternoon.
Well,
they've been so close.
Yeah.
I think 5 of the last 7 years they've been in this game right here and haven't been able to advance any further. So hopefully today is the day for the Greenville Comets because their program has had so much success. They deserve to be in the state championship game.
Playing the Spartans.
But the Spartans of St. Joe Ogden. And you may be asking yourself, how does a team go on the road in the state quarterfinals and win a 71-70 shootout? Well, when you have an all-state quarterback, David, that helps.
Yes, it is. Congratulations to Tyler Hutchinson on being named an all-state quarterback, one of only two juniors in Class 3A to be an all-state quarterback. So, obviously, they'll like that going into next season as well, as they'll have a returning all-state quarterback. Elsewhere, staying in the area as far as all-state players goes, congratulations to Austin Chaussey, running back out of Nokomis, for being named to the all-state team for 2A. As well as Corbin Clark and Jared Wilson, a couple of Auburn players you'll see in today's game.
So congratulations to all those all-state performers for 2013.
And I think that's from the Illinois Football Coaches Association, all-state selections. Yeah.
We need to get to one more break here on Sports Saturday. Obviously, we have spent most of the morning getting you set for the state semifinals across the state today. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk high school basketball. We're going to do that following these messages.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible. You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpole, your country agent in Raymond.
If you have an injury that needs rehabilitation, you need to consider the therapists at Teamwork Rehab. Teamwork Rehab's Hillsboro location offers the only aquatic therapy in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. Our therapists in this program hold a variety of certifications in specialized aquatic therapy. At Teamwork Rehab, you'll always get one-on-one individualized therapy by a licensed clinician. Give us a call at 532-4160. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsbury Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And at 9:48, let's take a look at the weather forecast. Brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. It will be windy. Expect a high today of around 30 degrees. We'll have clear skies and a lot colder for tonight. Expect a low tonight in the teens. And heading into Sunday, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 30 degrees. At 9:48, we have a temperature reading of 27 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, David Jenkins, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday, Auburn at Staunton, Class 2A State Semifinal live this afternoon, 1:15 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And Terry, normally we don't have this long of a football-basketball crossover, but we do this year, thankfully. Yes. We've already had one high school basketball game on the air.
We got things started Tuesday night with the traditional matchup between Litchfield and Nokomis this year. Two teams that are very, very good, and it didn't disappoint anybody. It was a terrific ball game. Litchfield won the opener 47-42. Nokomis battled their way back to tie it at 40, and then Litchfield held on for the five-point win. So it was a terrific matchup on Tuesday night.
And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Rob Corso. And Rob, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. And I guess every year it's always nice to get game number one out of the way.
Yeah, it is. We've been looking forward to it ever since we walked off the floor up in Springfield last spring.
And you get to the point where you're tired of playing against each other, and it's time to play somebody else and see exactly where you are. And that's what the first game is all about. And you happen to run into a team that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, we were really impressed with the Nokomis team, especially the fact that, you know, they got down a little bit in that first quarter, and they just kept fighting back, and they stuck to their game plan. I had a lot of respect for what they did. Yeah, and we all got kind of tired of practicing against one another. It's nice to play a different team once in a while, play some different people.
Coach, what were your initial impressions of newcomer Abby Brockmeyer to the Litchfield Lady Panthers? As that's got to be a different transition, you know, as this team has built kind of a chemistry over the last few years, and now you got one of the Lincolnwood girls coming over playing for you.
Yeah, the transition's actually been quite smooth this summer. She got a chance to play with us, and she's such a likable kid. She fit right in with the girls. They just took her in. She's just one of the team now. But it is a nice having an inside presence. It's a little different dimension to our ball club.
And with the addition of Abby, it kind of allows Riley now to slide out, play a little bit more of the forward position, maybe face up a little bit more.
Right, and she does a nice job of taking the ball to the basket when she starts out on the perimeter. We're going to be tough to guard, especially if we're able to hit the outside shot. So I think, and Riley does prefer playing with facing the basket, so that's going to help her a lot.
Yeah, the one thing that impresses me about you is the number of weapons you have, and on any given night, somebody may get hot and you know, blow the defensive plans of the opposition.
Yeah, that's true. And as a matter of fact, I'm still trying to. It's like a new car. I'm still trying to figure out how to work this thing. And but it is kind of exciting. And you know, we got Tessa Steppens, who's a very good shooter and kind of an underrated scorer. And like I say, she came out in the first quarter, hit 8 points, and then and Abby Ferrick came off the bench and a couple of clutch threes for us. So it's, you know, there's a lot of weapons.
And you do have some depth, which is kind of unusual for a smaller school.
Yeah, and we also had an addition. Abby Stevenson transferred back. She had moved over to Altamont. She transferred back, and Sarah Pritchard, who'd played earlier, is back out for the team. And they're gonna add a lot of depth to the team as well.
Rob, how do you approach this season? Obviously, the expectations around your program have been bubbling to the surface really the last number of years, but how do you, I guess, enforce your girls to just sit back and enjoy the ride?
Yeah, well, we don't want to enjoy too much at practice. That kind of showed on Tuesday, we're a little out of shape there. That showed. But we're trying to focus on just making things simple. We talked about how, you know, how important defense is, and our offense is going to be, you know, spawned from our good defense and be able to run a little bit. But, you know, we try to tell the girls, you know, to have fun and do enjoy it. You know, that's, a lot of these girls aren't going to play basketball after high school, and they need to enjoy it. They need to stop and smell the roses once in a while.
And, coaches, you look, you got that first game under your belt, and now you look to your tournament, of course, and then the regular season. Once again, the South Central is going to be a pretty tough year for girls basketball.
Oh, I think so. You know, you've got Python and Pena, I think, would be front runners. Greenville's got everybody back. You know, it's tough. It's tough, especially when you go on the road. It's very difficult to win.
Rob, talk a little bit, if you would, about the Litchfield Thanksgiving tournament here. It's a bit of an expanded field this year.
Yeah, we added a Mahal team who has a nice young team. They came up for a nice season as a junior high, and I had not seen them play. We're going to play them tonight, as a matter of fact. Have Carlinville coming in. They're very dangerous. They've got three outstanding forwards who are juniors. Vandalia is in the tournament also, and then, of course, Nokomis. And I'm not really looking forward to playing them again.
but they're the last game of the whole tournament. There's round robin. You get them next Saturday night. So
yeah, you know they beat us three of the four quarters on the scoreboard, and it's going to be a tough one.
Something you can never, you know, you never can let down against Nokomis. That's the thing.
It's a huge mistake, and we do have a lot of respect for them. We were definitely not looking past them.
Rob Corso, the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season, sir.
All right, thank you for your time, guys.
Thanks, Rob. You know, he mentioned Pena and Southwestern, of course, but I think, you know.
He undersold himself a little bit.
Well, I think he undersold himself just a little bit. Litchfield's going to be extremely good. I think Greenville's going to be a kind of a dark horse in the conference. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people this year. And by the end of the year, Hillsborough, with the young team they have, may surprise a lot of people. Plus, I think you got to look at Gillespie. You know, they're going to get the Gray Girls back earlier than what we thought.
I guess about Christmas time is what I heard last week.
And if that's the case, you know, they're in your face.
Oh.
You will not get an easy look at a basket. It's not just the Gray Girls. Well, it's everybody on that team.
You thought the Gray Twins were tenacious before.
Think about how
tenacious they're going to be coming off dual knee injuries in their senior year. Have fun with that.
Yeah, good luck. I don't
think
I want
to would have trouble getting the ball up the
floor. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I think the South Central is absolutely loaded in girls basketball. And I think you have to go to the two extremes, Southwestern and Pena, probably, if you're looking for favorites. But, boy, favorites maybe with an asterisk next to it,
right?
Because I'm not sure you can count them, you know, the true hardcore favorites.
I think it's wide open.
I mean,
Southwestern, Pena, everything in between. I mean, every night is going to be highly competitive.
Yeah.
And talking about the Gray Girls, another Gray girl, Shelby Gray from Hillsborough, of course, graduated last year, who was a tremendous athlete at Hillsborough basketball program, but she's doing very, very well up at Illinois State and is getting to travel a little bit with the varsity, so things sound good for her.
Good.
Coming up around the area at that Litchfield tournament tonight, Vandalia takes on Nokomis at 6, Litchfield, Mount Olive after that. At Southwestern tonight, Gillespie takes on West Glen at 6, and then Southwestern plays Calhoun after that. And at the Columbia tournament, Greenville girls are in the championship game this afternoon at 2:30 against Columbia. So watch out. Again, Greenville, watch out. And then Hillsborough plays today against Lincoln at about 6:30 at the Taylorville tournament.
So. How many people will be down there to watch the Greenville Comets
not
girls basketball team play today?
Two, four.
The parents, maybe.
Maybe the parents.
Even some of the parents be like, sorry, honey.
Yeah.
But there's a football game in town today. Sorry.
And you know, I don't think the girls would probably. I think they would probably understand. Yes,
that's right.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, there's no pressure on them now.
Well, that's true.
You know, go in there, play your game, you know, see what happens. Roll the dice. Let's see what happens. And again, Greenville's got everybody back this year. So
make it a really good day for Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Real good day for Greenville. It's going to be a good day around the state of Illinois if you like high school football. Lots of outstanding games right here in the central part of the state.
Before we get away, David Freeze traded to the Angels.
How about that, huh? Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
Not surprising.
I think most everybody thought Freeze was expendable here with the Cardinals after this year.
I think Mozeliak pulled off another one.
Yeah.
He somehow fleeced that Angels general manager. He must be a moron.
Well,
he gave up their number two prospect as a throw-in.
Yeah, you know, I think there should be an asterisk next to that, because while their number two prospect was good, that farm system was just absolutely diminished.
You're talking about a 22-year-old power-hitting outfielder who got selected one spot ahead of Mike Trout.
Yes.
And you're just tossing them in a deal? Unbelievable. Well, no wonder the Angels are what they are.
And also remember, the Angels could have waited until after December 2nd when David Freese becomes a free agent and signed him, not given up anything.
Don't think the Angels are too smart. Yeah. Their last few off seasons would pretty much validate that.
Yeah, just,
and if I was the
history
Cardinals,
is repeating itself.
If I was the Cardinals center fielder of last year, I wouldn't take all my clothes out of the suitcase either.
Well, I think it's a great situation where they could think maybe about platooning.
I think that's exactly
right. Righty lefty. I think John Jay plays a good center field, and you know, against right-handed hitters.
He just had a bad year last year. People have bad years, but he had a bad year last year.
We're going to have to dangle a carrot out there to somebody to pick up another pitcher, and that might be the carrot we dangle.
Well, remember 13 years ago when the Angels traded a young center fielder who was a defensive center fielder to the Cardinals?
Jimmy Ballgame.
Yeah.
And he is.
That's right.
A Cardinal.
That's right. For life.
For life.
Hey, if you're going out today, bundle up. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be fun. Auburn at Staunton live at 1:15 right here on FM 106. Streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. The winner will go to DeKalb the day after Thanksgiving for the state championship game. Fighting Illini football this morning for you over on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. The Illini at Purdue today. Live coverage coming up at 10:30 on 105.3. The Ox. We want to thank Mike Parmentier, Todd Hutchinson, Dave Bates, also Rob Corso for their time this morning. For Tobin, Terry, David, Uncle Ralph, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.